The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Dundalk, a double dose on the Irish Poly Track this week. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and biggest fan of Dundalk, I'm sure, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hello, mate. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah, good.
Good. You bit beside yourself this morning, I imagine. Two Dundalks this week?
Two Dundalks, yeah. I don't want this to become too regular when it comes to me, because otherwise we'll get stale, wouldn't we? We like Dundalk just to be once a week, really, if we're being truthful. But we don't mind every now and again when they do throw a couple of meetings at us. This one's definitely the poor relation of the two, I would imagine. I think Friday night will probably be a little bit more blessed with quality. But all the races are hugely competitive, and a lot of the horses that have been running and winning and doing some decent times of late, quite a few of them have come out again tonight. So should make him for quite a decent night action punting-wise.
Okay, so you got a few strong opinions there as usual, Andy?
I think so, yeah. There's always a few tucked away up my sleeve somewhere.
Fair enough.
Like a magician, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Up my sleeve.
Good stuff. The 6:15 is where we start this evening, and we start with a claimer over 7 furlongs. And Akasaka heads the betting at 6-5, 7-2 for Whaley. Dashwood is 7-2 as well, 8-1 for Six Silver Lane. Bad News Bear is 12s from 14-1, or bigger prices for the others. Akasaka heads the betting, Andy. Great record at Dundalk, won here 6 times and placed on a few other occasions as well. But what do you make of him at the top of the betting to start with?
Well, he's just a very hard horse to knock, isn't he? I can't say anything too disparaging about Edward Lyon and 7-year-old, because he's been a grand servant to Connections over the years, and he served this podcast really well on more than one or two occasions, very much like Denny Crane in the same colours. We've sort of dimed off Akasaka for quite a few times, and you know, he's a very consistent and reliable horse in these kind of races. You know, he doesn't come in even probably the greatest of nick. His last 2 or 3 runs have been just okay. I mean, his best run of the season was on the turf at the Curragh, back behind High Emperor in the middle of July. He was a bit disappointing the last day in September, but he's not really a turf horse, and that pretty much backs up that view. The fact that he's a 7 times winner here at Dundalk. He's got a good draw tonight. What's his best trip nowadays? That's debatable. Is it a mile? Is it a mile and a quarter? He has won over 7 furlongs recently. That was last year over tonight's trip in a similar race to this. So he's got a bit of everything, really. But I just think 5-4, 6-5 is plenty short enough, because he's up against a horse who I think is going to run a huge race here tonight. And I suggest we back him. Well, you could back him each way, couldn't you, I suppose, with the 9 runners going to post. I think 7-2 for Well A, the top one here. Mickey Halford's charge. He's a pretty decent bit of business here, because he was a 102 rated horse at his best when he was trained by Marco Botti back in the UK. And, you know, you look back through his career history, that second beyond Farmley House at Lingfield not too long back, is a standout piece of form. He's only had the 1 run for New Connections on the all weather, and that was here at Dundalk on the 24th of October, when he ran a very eye-catching race behind Captain Joy. It was a strongly run race. It was the best furlong per furlong time on the card. And this horse met all sorts of trouble in running down the home straight. I think he would have gone very close to winning had he not got stopped in his run inside the final couple of furlongs. He finished full of running at the line. And given that Mickey Halford had 4 winners here last week, I definitely want to get on side of pretty much anything that trainer runs here in the next week or two. Plus the fact that this race is a quite weak race where only 2 or 3 can be fancied. It's hard to see Waylef not being involved in the finish here. He could have done with a better draw. Trap 9, obviously, is a slight stumbling block, but hopefully he gets a good run through. He certainly outrun his odds, and I think 7-2 is a massive price. So Welly 8 in the first race, confident vote.
Okay, confident selection there then. In the first race, the 6:45 is the second race on the card, and this is a maiden for Colts and Geldings over 6 furlongs, and Cole Barter heads the betting at 5-6. It's 13-8 for Apra Bear. Split the Atom is 5-1 and 33-1 for Lake Geneva. Starting with Cole Barter, Andy, who has done all right in a couple of maidens. His sire's making a good name for himself as well, Invincible Spirit. He heads the betting. Aprobert, who's rated 92 on the back of a fifth in a Group 3, but if he runs to that, he'd win this easily, but he doesn't at the moment. He finished behind Split the Atom, who's the third favourite, and Lake Geneva's shown very, very little so far. So is this a good opportunity for Corbata to break the maiden tag?
It is, really. If you're looking at official ratings here, there's only one horse you could possibly look at, and that would be Aprobert, but quite how the handicap has managed to come to a sum or a total of 92 for this horse, I have absolutely no idea. Okay, he's got one reasonable run on his dance card, and I suppose the assessor went a little bit overboard with that rating when he was fifth behind Capello Sansevero, only beaten four lengths in a Group 3 at the Curb, and unfortunately that's completely and utterly punctured his chances of winning many races. Therefore, that Ted Walsh has got to look to run him in either conditions races or sales races, because basically he's a million to one to win a handicap off that mark. He's found a maiden here, which is very weakly contested. Normally you expect double figures fields here at Dundalk. So he's got a chance of at least winning a race. But he's up against Corbata here. And I think Corbata's very much the one to be with. He's just had the two runs. First of all, a real eye-catching run behind Smuggler's Cove at Listowel. It might have been an ordinary-looking Listowel maiden, but it was good enough for Smuddler's Cove to win. And also Smuddler's Cove, of course, went on to finish third in the Dewhurst behind Ballardo. Just shows you how highly he's regarded at the A&O O'Brien stable. So to only get beat 2.5 lengths by him was obviously a good first run. The ground would have probably been a bit too soft for this colt by Invincible Spirit on his next start at the Cork, when he probably just didn't quite get home. He was made plenty of use of from his inside draw, looked the likely winner, but then faded inside the final furlong. But he's dropping back down here to 6 furlongs tonight. I think that'll aid him. Plus the fact he's got a good surface to run on. Most of his size offspring want fast surface. So I think Corbata, despite Opera Bear being rated 92, is the one to be with in the second.
Okay, on to the 7:15 next, which is the third race on the card, and this is another maiden over 6 furlongs. This one's for the fillies, and Sharasa is the 11-8 market leader this morning. 7-4 for Lady of Light. Barnes at Bay is 11-2 with She's a Pistol. Craig's Pipes is 12-1, and then 13s or bigger for the others. There is a bit of form that ties Sharasa and Lady of Light together. Sharasa finished second in a Nace maiden last time. The third of that race has subsequently won, and Lady of Light was back in fourth on debut, with that being the debut for the Willie McQuarrie runner. And the do you see the form being reversed here?
It's a possibility, yes. The likelihood is that Lady of Light will improve for that run. Most of William McCreary's horses do. And she's got a good draw tonight, Lady of Light, in stall one. But I'd probably have to go with Sharasa. She would just about get the vote. Wouldn't be by a massive vote of confidence, but enough for me to tip ahead of the other horse. I really like her. I think she's a nice filly as well. She's by approve. She's got plenty of size and scope. She's quite a tall, lengthy filly, and she made my Byzantium and Edward Lyons' charge pull out all the stops that day. As you said, Zanira, who's third, has won subsequently back here at Dundalk for Mickey Halford last week. And even the seventh, Well Done Me, he also chased down Zanira last week to put some icing on that form cake. So it is he's looking as though it is between the two. The better drawn of the two is Lady of Light, but I'm going to stick with Sharasa. I still think she's got plenty of upside.
Okay, Sharasa there then. In that maiden, the 7:45 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap over 6 furlongs, and it's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65, and Lady Ranger is the 5-2 favourite at the time of recording this. 100-30 for Mr. Bounty, 5-1 for Les Darcy, 7-1 for Aphenia 50. Money for Ask Dad, who's 12s into 9s, also 9-1 for Cottrell from 12-1, so those two attracting support. 12-1 for Footsteps in the Brogue, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You could give a case to or state a case for a few of these, Andy. So what are your thoughts on the 7:45?
Yeah, I'm going to play with a straight bat here. I don't think it's a particularly inspiring betting heat, but I'm going to go with Mr. Bounty, who's run many good races here at Dundalk. Although he hasn't won here, he has got a liking for an artificial surface. His only career victory on it was at Kempton. That was, of course, when he was training in the UK. He's also won at Laytown as well on his latest start, so he comes in good form. Obviously, that's on a sand surface. And he's also ridden as well by a chappie I'm going to point out as being very much the what I feel is going to be the new kid on the block over in Ireland, apprentice-wise, Christopher Gagan. what a lad this is. Obviously, Ireland has been blessed with very, very good apprentices of late. Sean Corby, of course, was the big find, wasn't he, throughout the summer. Conor King, he was the big find last year before. And I think this Christopher Gagan's going to be very much a name on the tip of our tongues for quite a while. And I suggest we follow him throughout the Dundalk winter period. I think it's going to be quite fun following him, because what I've seen of him in the small sample sizes, I've managed to catch hold of him. He's looked really, really polished. I thought he was excellent on this horse lay down. Not easy to keep a horse well balanced on the beach there, but he showed a good degree of balance in the saddle. And I also noticed how quickly he switches his whip hand from his left hand to his right. Very, very adept at doing that. Not many good, sort of elder jockeys can do that. But for someone so young, I think this kid's going places. So that's one of the reasons why I'm tipping Mr. Bowty. Not only because I think the horse has got an excellent chance, but it's really to highlight the claims and the qualities of this young lad. So Christopher Gagan is almost the selection, if you like, in the 7:45. He's very much the pilot to be with.
Okay, interesting stuff. The 8:15 is race 5 on the card, and this one is an apprentice handicap over a mile, and Happy Anniversary is the 3-1 favourite. 4-1 for Rose Angel, a bit of money for Beat the Ballot, who's 11-2 into 9-2. 6-1 for War Room, Norville is 15-2, and then 10s or bigger. For the others, who do you like in the 8:15, Andy?
Yeah, this one's a real trappy one for me here. There's several horses I've been tipping recently on the podcast, so I've got to almost desert one of them. I went for Happy Anniversary last time out. He just got beat. I tipped Rose Angel last week and she ran well, but unfortunately she came up against a couple of horses too good for her. He got Beat the Ballot, War Room, Norville, all coming here in excellent fettle, and a lot depends on the run of the race and how things shape up from the start. I've got a funny feeling there could be a little bit of a turn up here, and maybe Rockville Emperor might run well. I certainly think, on the evidence of what we saw the other day when he was fourth behind Nadira, certainly gives him excellent chances of at least hitting the frame here at a good price. He's ran about 10-1 this morning on the morning line, which doesn't look a bad each-way price. You'd certainly suspect that wherever Rose Angel finishes, who's three times shorter, you'd imagine that John O'Connell's charge will be there or thereabouts, considering this horse last but one with 3 furlongs to run here last week, and then managed to charge home to such a degree that he managed to finish within hailing distance of the front runners. He did 34.8 down the lane as well, which is a very good sectional time. He's obviously got a very strong finish on him, and he's running himself into form. So, if you like, I'm going to get away from the front end of the market, because I don't think there's a great deal of value to be had there, and I'm going to look for something a much more meatier, juicier price and go with Rockview Emperor each way.
Okay, Rockview Emperor each way, currently 10-1 as we record this. The 8:45 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap over a mile, and Nadira heads the betting and is a well-backed favourite as well, 4-1 into 3s at the time of recording. So Sensible 9-2, 15-2 for Jackie Ellis. Political Policy is 10s into 8s. It's 9-1 for Almost Had It All. 9s also for Trademarked, who's been back from 12s, and then 10s or bigger for the others. Nadira, Andy, who's been supported at the top of the betting, was quite a nice winner over Course and Distance last time. That was her first success, and she turned out quickly under a penalty. You say you like the chance of Rockview Emperor in the last race, so you must quite like Nadira here.
Yeah, I do. I think she's got a huge chance of following up last week's success. Hopefully, Rose Angel and Rockview Emperor would have boosted the form half an hour earlier, because the speed figure that Nadira achieved last week in winning was a pretty commendable one for the grade. She did a good sectional time down the lane. She looked very strong in the finish. I like the way she went through the line. She was always in command in that race, to be perfectly honest. At no stage did I think that Rose Angel, who I tipped in that race, was ever going to get the better of Thomas McCourt's filly. And that's the third time now that she's run well at the track. She found 7 furlongs just a little bit too short the time before, but prior to that, she was third behind Beau Satchel, the informed Beau Satchel, who landed a punt for connections. Back in second was the Dancing Lord, who's gone on to win a couple of times subsequently. So every which way you look at this race, Nadira has got all bases covered. She's got a low draw again. She got stall one last week, which enabled her to get a lovely smooth run around the inside and then power home down the lane. This race doesn't look any more competitive than the one she contested last week. So I'm hopeful that Nadira can follow up again and justify already what's looking as though she's going to be very, very heavily backed on the morning line.
Okay, Nadira there then. In the 8.45 and the 9.15 is the final race. This evening we'll finish with another handicap. This one's over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. And we have 9-2 co-favourites of three at the time of recording this. Victor's Beach and Tight Times and Doo Deuce are all 9-2. And the latter has been backed from 11-2. 5-1 for Mino Street. Perfect 10, another one at fives. 8-1 for Buccaneer Bob. 9-1 for Akin Spirit. And Mount Flora, but that one is a reserve. And then 14s or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest of getting out stakes, Andy. So what are your thoughts on the 9.15?
Yeah, proper 5-1 the field race this, Mark. Several coming here in excellent shape, like Tight Times, Minnow Street. And we've also got a couple of horses that ran in a decent handicap on the 3rd of October. That's Perfect 10 and Doos Doos. And interesting that one of those horses, the latter named Doos Doos, has already been heavily punted this morning. Certainly was an eye-catching run as well. By Shane Duffy's 7-year-old, who came from a long way back. The only problem is with that horse, it's yet to win a race in 10 starts. Perfect 10, I think, has got a good profile. A very likely race filly, just three runs on the turf, didn't really garner much, but stepped up in trip and first time on the all-weather. Ran a huge race to chase home Master Melody that evening. Hopefully we'll benefit from that run. And ran about 5 or 6 to 1. I thought Perfect 10 was the each-way bet here, but as you can say, you can fancy so many in that last race. It's not probably worth going overboard with.
Okay, let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, usually my selections are, or my best selections are towards the back end of the car, but I'm definitely saving the best till first this time, with Wellier in the first race. Mickey Halford's Charge has got an excellent chance following that really eye-catching run behind Captain Joy and a red-hot handicap here last time out. This is a weak claimer, and I suggest you get stuck into that horse. If you can get it 7-2, then parlay into it each way. Hard to see him being out the frame. The 6.45, hopefully he'll go the way of John Ox's call. Batter. 7.15 looks a reasonable maiden there with quite a few good fillies on show. It looks to be between Shirasa and Lady of Light, however, with the former getting the vote. 7.45, tricky old handicap, but I like the chances of Mr. Bounty, particularly as this Christopher Gagan's on board. Whatever happens to the horse tonight, definitely follow the pilot who's riding it. In the 8.15... Trappy old handicap, there's about 6 or 7 that have got obvious claims, but I'm going to go with Rock River Emperor here, who caught the eye last time out, finishing very strongly from the back of the field. Nadira should take all the beating in the 8.45, and in a very tight handicap, hopefully Perfect 10 will indeed get the Perfect 10 in the final race.
Okay, good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.